Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Last couple of videos were up on the website only. They weren't on YouTube, so if you missed them, check them out and subscribe to the site if you want to be notified of all video uploads. Link in comments and description. Now, we have this. More smart meter nudging, more smart meter coercing, and National Grid extortion. Here we see UK National Grid to pay people to use less power amid cold snap. It says National Grid to implement its demand flexibility scheme on Monday night. 26 companies have joined, but customers must sign up and have a smart meter. Oh, of course you must have a smart meter. That is what it's all about. So you remember that PSYOP, the big switch off. From 6 months ago, that quite a few of the CEO network people were promoting. You remember, I called it out as a PSYOP. I think I was the only one who did at the time. They wanted you to rebel, yeah, against the energy companies and all their price rises by switching off your electricity for an hour. The big switch off, they called it. Well, now the government, the National Grid, and those energy companies, they want to pay you to do the same exact thing. That was being framed as being rebellious, yeah? You see how these things work? It says here, millions of households and businesses will be paid to cut back their electricity usage between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. today to prevent blackouts on one of the coldest days of the year, amid warnings energy supplies will be tighter than normal. Yeah, the blackouts, have been hearing about them a lot. Ooh, scary. Energy supplies are tighter than normal. It's all crap. But the scheme relies on users having a smart meter. There you go. That's what it's all about. It's about coercing people into getting a smart meter, bribing them. Let's face it, it's extortion, isn't it? It says here, extortion is the practice of obtaining benefit through coercion. So they manipulate you to get a smart meter for their future benefit, okay? So we have the so-called energy price crisis, which is a manufactured crisis, in my opinion. They have inflated the prices to a degree where they have caused a crisis. They have their excuses for this, which is also a sham. They manufacture the price increases, create the problem in order to then bribe people with saving money if you do as you're told, as in this example, you do as you're told, you don't use any appliances for 1 hour. But you can only do this if you do as you're told and get a smart meter, and we will give you a measly amount of money back for obeying us. The money back they are offering is not a loss to them. It won't even make the tiniest dent in the massive profits they have been making since they have been pushing up their prices and putting people into a poverty trap. This is all about coercing and nudging people towards smart meters, as smart meters are just one part of the all-encompassing digital trap, along with your smartphones, etc. Look, the smart meters, they're basically saying, we will pay you if you switch off all of these things for an hour, okay? But this bribery is to get the majority of people to get smart meters. Then in the near future, they will use these smart meters to do the complete opposite. They will use these devices to fine you for using appliances at certain times. Appliances that you have bought, they want to fine you for using them at certain times of the day, which is the reverse of what they are suggesting here. And they can only do this if you have a smart meter, as otherwise they wouldn't know what you're using and at what time you're going to be using it. They wouldn't know this. It says here 26 energy companies are signed up to this. They are all in it together. I mean, the question is, and the question maybe someone out there can answer, is what companies are not signed up to this? Anyone know? What companies are not part of this coercive racket to bribe and coerce people into getting smart meters by inflating prices and then saying, well, we can, you know, give you a pitiful something back, but you've got to do as we say. You've got to install this smart meter. It's a protection racket, yeah? Give us access to your home. Let us put a smart meter in there and, you know, we'll try and make it financially easier for you. Once again, they want you to engage with the system. They are not forcing you to do it. They are coercing, they are bribing, they're making it very difficult for you not to do it. They're manufacturing situations where you're being ripped off. And then they come in and say, do this and we will help in order to get you to comply. It was the same with the jabs, coercing the public to accept it. As I keep saying, the media, the propaganda, 99% of it is about continual engagement. Disengage from their attention grabbing. I'll end with this. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to the site, hugotalks.com, to get notifications of all videos, and I'll see you later.